listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, we got a big show for you today. We're going to give you an update on the Lightning. We're going to talk about some big auctions, the car, Paul Walker's car collection going up for auction, and the Mustang Bullet's going to be hitting the Mecum auction soon. So lots of good stuff. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. You're dropping off for dry cleaning, maybe pick up some milk. Now you can add, save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. And of course, our friends at Dodge. The Dodge Big Finish event is here, so hurry in and get the end of the year with a great deal. It's Dodge Big Finish event this holiday season, and our gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. So hurry in and get a great deal on a new Durango all month long. No matter where the season takes you, the Dodge Durango is here to make every trip this season a breeze. Because you'll be behind the wheel of a Durango. You'll be behind the wheel of a performance-driven SUV. And whether you're rolling out with your friends or family, you'll be able to fit everyone in Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity. This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price as employees do on a new Dodge Durango. So hurry in to your Dodge Big Finish event today and end the year with a great deal. All right, let's get started, Chris. Hello and welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the Motorator DeAndrea. I've got Bill Goldberg calling in. Oh, Bill, how are you, buddy?
I am jamming, man. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been good. Got full for Thanksgiving and visited my mom and my brother, my dad in Arizona, and that's it. I'm back at it. How was the first Thanksgiving in Texas?
You know what? It was peaceful. It was wonderful. We had a great we had food for 20, so you know, we have food for 10 left over. So it was just the three of us. We had a great time. Not that we don't have a terrific time with the family on Thanksgiving, but under the circumstances, man, it was wonderful. Very peaceful, very quiet. Great food and way too much food. Good football, and that's it.
Good, got a lot of cars. A lot of good.
And yourself?
Food stored up for the weekend. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Arizona was weather was like it was here in California. It was a little rainy, it was a little cold, but otherwise good. It's never really too rainy or too cold. It seems like it's fine. Yeah, man, it's all good. You know, before we kick things off, let me tell you about a new deal with Dodge. This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 off of every horsepower of your 2019 Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger. So hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event today and end the year with a great deal. So our friends at Dodge, love them. Love the campaign you're doing. Love the sweepstakes that you're doing. And I think you guys got to follow Dodge or follow Goldberg on Instagram, and you'll get all sort of the rules and stuff. But this is the last one. I think there's like 4 weekly clues and put you in the running to win a red eye. Not just any red eye, a special red eye.
Yeah, man, it's actually 5, and you will be happy to know, since you are well informed, that I didn't just scream in this last one. I mean, I and by the way, I do what the script says. I you know, everybody knows I can yell. So, yeah. Hey, man, I give them different variations and they pick the one that's most appropriate. So, you know, I guess they want an angry Santa Claus or angry mayor or a derivative of both.
Yeah. It's good. It's a fun bit. I'm glad that, you're having fun with it. It looked like you were having a lot of fun with it for sure. So I woke up this morning and woke up to the news that sounds kind of interesting, whereas Motor Trend and BBC have announced the new season and the new hosts of Top Gear America. And the new hosts are Dax Shepard. Dax, a friend of the show over here. Adam's known him for a long time. Dax is a car guy. He did that movie a while back. I forgot what it was, but where he, you know, the end of the movie is like him and sort of like this off-road kind of buggy type thing. And I know he races those. And if I remember Dax's story, his mom ran like the ride and drive events for like GM, you know, so like she would put on the events for GM and they'd set up all the cones and all the press people would come and do the autocrossing and stuff and kind of learn about a new Corvette. And as a young Dax Shepard, he'd go there all the time and hang out with his mom. And sort of before and after these events, he'd drive the cars and learn. And, you know, it's just a bit of a gearhead. It'd be interesting to see what Dax does with it. Rob Corddry. Right. So the format is similar before. You have a driver, you have a, you know, sort of a more of a gearhead kind of technical guy and a comedian. And Rob Corddry is hilarious. So I'd love to see what he does with this. And I'm going to get the other guy's name wrong is Jethro Bovington. He's the I've seen him a few times on Motor Trend. I think he hosts Head to Head or one of the Motor Trend shows. He's a British journalist with Motor Trend and apparently he's a pretty good wheelman as well and has won some events or set some records at the Nürburgring. So it should be an interesting lineup. I don't hate the lineup for sure. I think Dax will be fine. I think Rob Corddry is hilarious. The thing about comedians that I think you'll find, and this will be interesting maybe later in the week, we'll get into this with Corolla as well, is, and Bill, you've seen this too. Like you've performed in front of a live audience arguably more than most people, like getting into a ring and doing something like that. And you've been working with comedians like on the Goldbergs sitcom. There are some really funny comedians, but not necessarily they're all great at improv. And I kind of feel like Rob Corddry's funny could come from maybe him doing some improvised lines in this show. I think that's where the gem could be if he's really one of those kinds of comedians. I think he could be, but we'll see. I don't know that he's a big stand-up comedian guy. I think he's more of an actor's comedian guy. You know what I'm saying?
I think self-deprecation has a lot to play with it also.
Yeah.
You know, especially in this mix that they're trying to do and that they've tried to do throughout the years and try to find the perfect mix, you know, which was the original. So we'll see how it turns out. I mean, I'm curious.
I'll watch it. I'm definitely going to give it a try. I just feel like BBC version of Top Gear worked so well because those guys had a lot of chemistry and over the years they got better with each other and can play around. And I know a lot of that show is scripted, but there's so many things that they do on the fly that hits the editing bay
and that they were able to get away with.
Yeah. Yeah,
forget about that. Jeez.
Yeah, that's the next thing is like what sort of limits can they push on this show as well? My thing has always been it needs to have good chemistry between the hosts, but then the data for the cars and everything need to be accurate. And a lot of the shows miss that. Even the original Top Gear, there's plenty of times where they're like, this car has 480 horsepower, and like it's not even close to that. It's interesting. But anyway, big announcement, new Top Gear America hosts. It's coming out next year. I don't know if I have the actual date. Let me check the notes here real quick to see if they put the date in here. I know they said they're just saying spring of 2020 on the Motor Trend app. And Motor Trend app is basically Motor Trend on demand. You can get it online. You can get the on your smart TV. You can get it, whatever. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be on TV. I don't think it's going to be on Discovery or the Motor Trend Network, which was formerly Velocity. I think it's just going to be part of the streaming service, which is
interesting.
Yeah, you know, everybody's doing streaming services these days, Disney and everybody else, and they all need sort of their flagship show to get people to subscribe. You know, Disney launched with The Mandalorian, the big Star Wars series, and apparently that's doing very well for them. You know, of course, they paid big money. They got Jon Favreau to write and produce it, and they got a good cast and all that. So this is sort of their version of that. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to do. And you having done Top Gear, or I guess the Grand Tour, right? You did the Grand Tour. We spoke about that, driving the Jaguar F-Types. That was a fun day.
It was fun, man. I think it's a terrific format. It's my favorite show ever. You know, it's a cool gig for sure. And even when it turned into the Grand Tour, I thought it was still pretty damn cool and a great experience to go over there and do it. And even though it was rigged, and you know, it was, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's the pinnacle of the car shows. If you ask me, there are few and far between that rank, you know, in its best episodes with Top Gear. So, it's a cool deal to see them try to replicate it in the States. You know, your hopes are very high, and the combination hasn't worked as of yet. So we'll see if this one does. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know, the previous version of Top Gear America, it started off one direction, it kind of went in a different direction, and the format itself, I wasn't particularly a fan of, although I do like Tanner Faust a lot. I don't know Adam Ferrara, and I love Rutledge Wood. Everybody does. He's the nicest guy ever. And, you know, some people may say, oh, maybe that wasn't as successful. Look, that show was on for like 5 seasons. That's a success in the TV world. You get 5 seasons out of anything, that's a huge hit. So I like those guys a lot. I thought they did a good job on that. I just would have liked to have seen a little bit more. I don't know. I like the element that you did. I like sort of whatever they call it now, sort of the big star in a little car thing. I like to see kind of the heads up version of stuff and like what's your track time versus Tom Cruise versus the next guy. Then like I kind of like seeing some of that stuff as well. And some of the films that they make within the show are kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely give it a try, and hopefully it works out good. In the version that you did, you drove the Jaguar F-Types. And now we told that whole story about you're sitting on the wrong side and blah, blah, blah. But I do like that car. And Jaguar has unveiled the 2021 F-Type, basically an upgrade on it. I'm not sure how much of the platform is retained, but it looks good. I think the F-Type is one of the best-looking cars out there right now. It's a great-looking sports car. It actually works as the coupe or convertible. And this new F-Type is it's much more refined, has more of a refined look, a little bit smoother look, more of a squintier headlight eye on it, which is interesting. The suspension upgrades are a little bit better handling, but a little bit more comfortable ride, which is great. With technology, we can make that kind of stuff happen these days. I believe they're dropping the 340 horse V6. They're going to have like a 296 horsepower 4-cylinder, the 380 horsepower 6-cylinder. And the V8, the F-Type R, is going to get a bump from 550, I think, to 575 horsepower, which is the same horsepower as the F-Type SVR. There's no announcement for an SVR yet, but if they do one, it's going to have to be probably 600 horsepower plus. But as this car is now, the F-Type R will do 0-60 in 3.5 seconds. It's a great sports car. It's one of the best sounding cars out there. Well, you get that sport exhaust out
there. Jags are what got me into liking sports cars. My dad used to have them, and they were the most beautiful car in the world.
Oh, yeah.
The late 60s, I thought, and carrying through to still today, the E-Type is a beautiful car. And the bad taste in my mouth that I, you know, acquired during the Grand Tour does not supersede the fact that they are absolutely beautiful cars. So even though they're made for very tiny people.
Made for tiny people, for sure. That car was is tough. There's also an upgraded infotainment system with a larger, I think, 12 or 12.3-inch screen, which the car definitely needs. But what it needs more than anything, unfortunately, we've said this about Land Rovers and Range Rovers and the Jags, is the software that they're putting in these infotainment systems. They're buggy, they crash, they're slow. And hopefully the new cars that they're rolling out has upgrades to all of this stuff as well. So anyway, I'm excited about seeing that car. We'll try to get on the list to test one of those.
Just got my wife's Range Rover back from a recalled software update.
So. Well, there you go. There you go. And, but the problem is we like those things so much. They're good-looking trucks. They're good size. You know,
it's not as if we're not knowledgeable about it, yet we still drive
them. I mean, that's it. Yeah. We still get them. You know, Adam drives a Jag, and you know, and all the time he's like, the camera doesn't go on. The camera does go on. The phone doesn't connect. And I was like, yeah, but the car looks good. He's like, yeah, it is a pretty car.
end the conversation.
Right, that's pretty much it. Tell us about your new truck. You got a new truck.
Oh, right. Man, you know, everybody's heard the story. Obviously, I broke it here. But, yeah, I can't drive any of my cars, you know, past the evening. You know, because I'm fearful of hitting a deer. So I had to go out and acquire a truck, and obviously I'm going to keep it in the family. And so I spoke to the managing partner of the local Bernie Dodge, and, you know, a truck that's mirrored the truck that he's driving right now was a special order truck, and the customer ironically backed out of it, and there it was for me to purchase. And a couple of days later, it was my new acquisition, and now it's getting ready to be transformed. I can't believe it's in one spot for this long because of all the things that I've been trying to add to it since it hit the ground. So,
what was special ordered about it? What did you get? What was the base truck that you're starting with before you put your own spin on it?
Well, it's a 219 heavy duty 2500, you know, 6.7 Hemi.
Okay.
And it's got the all blacked out package, and you know, the suspension, it looks like on this vehicle is more than appropriate. It sure eats these 20s and these tires up, you know, quite easily. But you know, it's got some light package. It's, like I said, it's all blacked out. It's all the emblems are blacked out, all the windows are blacked out. It's got the tint, it's got the side storage in the bed, and you know, it's a pretty gnarly truck, man. It's cool, man.
Yeah, it looks good.
It sure,
you guys can
a lot more security than driving down the road, you know, at 8 o'clock in my red eye. So
yeah,
I don't have my forearm up blocking my face like I do, you know, driving my Challenges.
Right, you got to kind of like weld like a grate in front of the windshield, like a death match or death race style, or old school
A-Team. Mad Max.
Yeah, kind of like that as well. You guys can see the picture of the new truck at on Goldberg's Instagram. He is Goldberg's Garage and Goldberg 95 on Instagram.
But look
Instagram.
At it quick, because you know Whipple's already jumped on board, and you know we're going to talk to Harry about tires, and going to reach out to Black Rhino and Magnaflow, obviously. And, you know, Tim Duncan's got a place down in San Antonio. And we see Tim we've seen Tim at SEMA, you know, for 15 years, man. He's been a gearhead for as long as I can remember. And I want to hook up with him and see what we can get done over there. You know, just another project, another widening of my my taste. I mean, you got a 6 months under your belt of being a truck owner.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because all this week I was like, man, I miss my truck. I want my truck back. It's been over at Galpin Autosports. They've been making some changes for me. We're putting the brake kit on it, and I think they did the rear brakes, and I made some changes to the interior. I did. You guys saw the pictures at SEMA. I didn't put up many interior pictures yet because I wanted to make some changes. But the guys at Banks, we have the I-dash gauge in there, and we have two of them sort of daisy chained in there. And as we add more sensors, they can do more and more things. And I love getting just sort of data on those. And then we put the JL audio system in there, and I had tweeters up on the dash, which were fine. I just didn't like the overall look of them sitting up there. So we're custom making A pillars for both the driver and passenger side to match, to fit the gauges in there. And
you're not matching the era, man, because I remember when I used to have the tweeters up on every single one of my vehicles on the A pillar, and it just was cool when it was stuck out. But, you know, we're way beyond that day.
It's far more integrated now. And look, the interesting thing is you've probably had one of these in one of your cars in your lifetime, or definitely seen them, is the A-pillar gauges. Like, now you can buy like the plastic gauge holders from Autometer and stuff. And I'm a huge fan of Autometer. I love those guys. We've done a bunch of stuff together. I've got their gauges all over in all of our projects over here.
In every car we have. Yeah.
However, the A-pillar gauge mount for this truck, I didn't really like it. I didn't like the way it fit. It would need far more modifications for it to be integrated the way I wanted it to. And two, the angle of the gauges didn't work for me. They were too high up. They were too far apart. I want to bring them down much lower and increase my visibility.
Get on the Apple box.
Yeah, I believe me. I'm as high up in that thing and as far forward. I know everybody says don't get a regular cab pickup truck because you can't lean the seat back. But when you're my size, you can move your seat forward and then lean it back. So I can get a little bit of a lean in there. I don't think you'd be able to fit in the door of this truck where I could kind of fit kind of comfortably. And I like it. It's just the angle of the gauges doesn't work for me. So we're redoing all of that. And then the front brakes, if you guys saw the post I put up there, we custom made the front brakes. My friends at Little Shop Manufacturing, I think they're in Tennessee. And the front rotor, I've explained to you guys before, the front rotor and like the hub are all sort of one piece. And to get a big brake kit to work, we needed to separate them, make two pieces. So they hit their software, they hit their computers, did a bunch of design and CAD on their computers and machined new billet hubs with the right size bearings and everything. And then they designed brackets for a larger Wilwood 6-piston caliper, and the hub now bolts up a Wilwood 2-piece rotor. So we finally eliminated and got rid of the stock brakes. Before, people would do like a big heavy like Econoline or F350 like caliper upgrade, and it would increase braking performance, but didn't change the rotor, didn't change the look, didn't do much else other than just putting a bigger heavy caliper on there. So this new one, it's done. It's designed. They're sending the whole kit out. I believe it arrives today as we're recording this, and then I'll get that installed and get the brakes tied in. But similar to you with your truck project, Magnaflow exhaust and putting the supercharger on it. I'm curious: are you just going to do a bolt-on supercharger kit, or are you going to send that thing over to your buddies at Gearhead Fabrications and go ridiculous like I am?
I'm not going ridiculous. I don't think there's any need for it. This thing's got 410 out of the chute, you know? And I don't know that. Can you hear the donkey in the background?
I can hear a donkey in the background.
So this is an update from the exterior noises, or the additional noises you would hear if I was still in California.
Yeah.
So we have acquired two donkeys. Back to the story.
Yeah.
I think they've got gear. I've already reached out to Mario, and he said that Whipple's already got a kit for these things. And it, like I said, it's got 410 out of the chute. I don't think there's any reason whatsoever to get ridiculous with this, considering I'm getting ridiculous with every single one of my other vehicles. I might as well just keep this one, you know, under 600.
It won't be under 600. That Whipple will add 200, maybe more.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're
exactly.
going to be at 600 plus
around
anyway.
600.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you're going to be there for sure with it.
700 will be my ceiling. Okay, let's just put it that way. Maybe for right now.
Right.
But
don't let them.
No need, there's no need to get overkill on it. I just need to be able to withstand the force of a deer running at my vehicle. And I, am the largest animal advocate in the world. But you know, if it's me or the deer, it's not going to be me. So.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be exciting. We'll have to keep us updated on that build as well. I'll do the same on the Lightning. I have been talking to Carl Bowman, I think is his last name. I don't have it in front of me. Very nice guy. He runs US Shift. US Shift is they make the electronic controllers to control modern day transmissions and almost any transmission that you want. And we went round and round a couple times to figure out what transmission we should run in the Lightning. Do we keep the E40D? Do we make some upgrades to it to handle the power? Do we switch to an L480 like GM transmission, keep it a four speed or what? And at the end, we sort of decided six-speed transmission is probably the way to go. And the six-speed, not for the additional overdrives, but just when accelerating, it's just a smoother acceleration, less drop in RPM between shifts. So the Ford 6R80 out of the previous like Raptor and I think the Mustangs that have the 6R80 in them, a bunch of the trucks, we're going to use that six-speed transmission with a couple of mild upgrades to handle the power. And his electronic shifter, his electronic transmission controller, actually. The guys at Stifler's that are doing some of the suspension pieces for me, the chassis bracing, they're going to make a cross member that works. and potentially offer this as a kit at some point. So if you guys have an OBS Ford truck and want to put the six-speed in it, if you haven't done already, the pieces will be there, will be available to you. They make US Shift is making an adapter plate that takes that transmission and bolts it up to a small block Ford. Now, what I wanted to do was the new 10-speed transmission that was co-developed by Ford and GM. However, those 10-speed transmissions were only really designed to mate up against the modular engines. And although US Shift already has a controller for the 10-speed, there isn't yet a way to bolt it up to a small block Ford. There needs to be an adapter kit, maybe a spacer for the torque converter and some things to overcome. So if you want a 10-speed transmission, let's say on a Gen 2 Lightning with a mod motor, it will work. And US Shift has the controller for it. But for what I'm doing, I think the 6-speed is going to be good. And the other thing I'm playing around with the idea of doing is getting rid of the column shifter and doing like more of an electronic push-button shifter to clean up the dash and the big column up there. So I'm working on that. I'm looking into some options with that, talking to some people about it. But that's where we are. Is the next step is going to be the transmission. And we're going to do some updates to the steering. It just turns out all of my ideas on the steering, rack and pinion steering conversion won't work. It doesn't really work with the I-beam suspension. You'll never get the pump steer correct. And apparently nobody can rebuild a Ford steering box to be quicker ratio. And there are a few people that even rebuild them. Everybody uses a GM box, quick ratio all day long. You can't find a quick ratio Ford steering box for this generation of truck. I have no idea why. It seems like there's so many of these trucks and Broncos out there, but they don't have it. I tried to do something custom, but a couple of the shops I took it to said they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to warranty the work, and they said safety is too much of an issue with the steering box. And I told them they're overthinking it. So I was like, fine, I'll do it myself. So I came back here, talked to Sean, our guy in the shop who's built a million of these, frame up hot rods and all the race cars and stuff. And I think we're going to be coming up with a solution on our own. So we'll see how that goes. It should be fine. It'll be fine.
That's easy for you.
Yeah, it'll be good. I want to get into some of this car auction stuff. Let me tell you guys about Zorro first. If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. Luckily, now there's Zorro.com, where their number one goal is to make your life easier. Go to Zorro.com, at Zorro.com. It's where you'll find everything you need for businesses of almost any size and any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, pretty much anything you can imagine. And you'll find brands that you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service, and you'll enjoy fast, free shipping on orders of over $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you'll still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/carcast, sign up for their Z-mail newsletter, and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/carcast. Okay, so we've got some auctions coming up at the beginning of the year. We have the Mecum auction in Kissimmee. Is it Kissimmee or Kissimmee, Florida?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's what I was thinking too. It doesn't matter. Well, the Mecum auction is coming up over there. And over there,
where?
Over there in Florida, January 2nd through the 12th. And their their flagship car is the Bullet Mustang, the original Bullet Mustang. We got into the story a little bit before, and the guy that owned it kind of kept it quiet, and then eventually he's gone and his son has it. And when the new Bullet Mustang was coming out a year or two ago, you know, he teamed up with Ford, and they've been showing this thing everywhere. It's been at it was on display, I think, at Barrett-Jackson last year, and it's been at Ford events and auto shows. And
did you see? Was it there the year that you guys were at Goodwood?
I think it was there last year. I think it was there this past year.
I think it was there when you guys were there, because I remember, I think, seeing it there. You better double check.
Yeah, it could be, because that's when the most recent Bullet came out, was not this past year, but the year before. So I guess it could have been there. Yeah, maybe it was there both years.
It was there.
Yeah, it's unrestored runs, and it's going up for auction, and you can go to bullet.mecum.com to get the story. Bullet, by the way, is BULLITT. .mecum.com, and see all the pictures, get all the story, all the authentication for it, all the paperwork for it. Everything's published. You know you're getting the real deal. This thing's been gone through and authenticated up the wazoo. So this is the car. Obviously not the only car used in that movie, but this is the car. The one that was lost, basically the hero car.
There's a lot to be said for that, because in this day and age, when there's a lot of D cars, everybody labels from movies.
Yeah.
This is like, this is in the top three of D cars, I think, ever.
It's a pretty cool car. It's a pretty special car. The question is, what is it worth? And I don't know what the reserve is on it, if there is one. I assume so.
It's worth whatever somebody pays for it.
I know, and but you know, what is the car normally? $35,000, $30,000? Like, who knows? But you buy the story, right? And this is a great story.
I mean, look at a Ferrari. I mean, a Ferrari is going to get its money, and those type of cars are going to get its money. And we're talking 30, 40 million for some of the, for a couple of those cars, the 356, the early 60s cars.
Oh yeah, now they're topping 80, maybe 100 million. Not traded yet, but they're valued at close to 100 million.
Now, we're not talking that for any car that was originally worth, you know, $25,000 or no, excuse me, 2,500.
Yeah,
no,
probably
$2,500.
Yeah, something like that. $2,500,
something like that. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Look, and the owner has said, they said, "What do you think it's worth?" And he said, "I don't know, but I think through Hagerty or something, they had it insured for like." I forgot what he said, $7 million or $8 million. And they said, "Is that what you think it's worth?" He said, "No, that's just the absolute most amount of insurance I can afford on the car."
And I think it's worth $10 million.
I think it could be worth $10 million. It could be worth, you know, if it sold for $6 million, I wouldn't be upset. And if it sold for $14 million, I'd be like, okay, that sounds right too. I have no idea on that car where it's going to be. Obviously, it's millions of dollars. And I don't know, like, is it 10 million bucks? I mean, that number wouldn't surprise me. And I don't know what the owner of this car is thinking. There had to have been discussions between like Hagerty and because of their valuation tools and Mecum and this guy and all kinds of stuff. Like everybody's probably has an opinion on this and I guess we'll see where it goes, but I'll be watching that. I think it'll be interesting to see, and I'll be curious to know who buys it. Does it go to a museum? Does it go to a special collection? Does it go to a private owner? Like, it'd be interesting to see where that thing goes. But it's cool, you know. It's cool, and I think everything is as good as the story, really, especially in these vintage cars. It's all about the story. And these guys have a good story. There's some more cars going up for auction. I'm going to tell you about Paul Walker's lineup of cars. But before I do, more Dodge. Hurry into your local Dodge dealer where they bring you performance, technology, and great deals. It's the Dodge Big Finish event. And this holiday, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. With Dodge Power Dollars, you'll get $10 off for each horsepower of every new car. That's every 2019 Dodge Charger, every 2019 Dodge Challenger, and that means a 2019 Dodge SRT Hellcat Red Eye. You buy one of those and you'll receive almost $8,000 of cash allowance. So if you get more power, you'll get more off. It's simply that easy. Hurry into your local Dodge Big Finish event today and end the year with a great deal. Yes, sir.
And from personal experience, Santa Claus can even go in your local Dodge, pick out his choice Dodge Ram, and get an estimated $5,200 off.
Oh, there you go.
$200 off.
Yeah, because they're doing employee pricing plus. They're doing that too.
I didn't mention that.
Paul Walker's collection. Paul Walker's collection of cars, or at least a big chunk of it. I don't know if it's the entire collection. I believe 21 cars, all going to Barrett Jackson Scottsdale. I assume that means no reserve. And I think
not necessarily.
We just passed. It's like the day after, 2 days after Thanksgiving is the anniversary of his death. I can't believe it's been like 5 years now or something. And a friend of mine was there and called me from the event and from the accident, very tragic. But in a lighter note, like 2 months before that, I got to go to Willow Springs and spend the day driving Lexus LFA supercars, and it was myself, Paul Walker, and a couple of Lexus guys, and we had a great time. And some of the cars he was telling me about that he was particularly proud of was his BMW, his E36 M3 lightweights. I think he had a 91 and a 95, and he loved those cars. He was telling me about them, and over the years, he acquired five of them, and all five are going up for auction at Barrett-Jackson. So if you go to the Barrett-Jackson website, I think you can get more information about those cars. But a few of the other things that he has up for auction, it's a 63 Chevy 2. It's a Nova wagon. He has a 64 Chevy Chevelle 300 wagon. It's a project car. He's got a 67 Chevy Nova. It's a custom coupe built by Year One. He's got a 2000 Audi S4. It has the 2.7 liter twin turbo V6 in it. He's got a 95 Ford Bronco Eddie Bauer edition. I like the 95 Ford part. We got a lot of the same parts. I wonder if his steering box is any good. I could use that for my truck. He's got a 2003 F250. It's got the Power Stroke diesel. It's got the 7.3 liter in it. He's got a 2004 GMC Sierra, a 2006 Toyota Tundra. I think the Toyota Tundra is what he brought up to Willow Springs, by the way, when we were out there. He drove that there. A 2005 Harley Davidson. It's a custom-built bike by Road Dog Customs. He's got a Suzuki DRZ 400SM dual-purpose bike. He's got a BMW F800 GS Enduro. He's got a 2013 Ford Mustang, a Boss 302S track car. I don't think it was raced. I'm not sure, but it was set up to race. He wanted to do more of that. He's got a 2009 370Z, Nissan 370Z, with a single seat interior, made a cameo in Fast Five. And of course the 1989 Nissan Skyline R32. It's a gunmetal gray, with black wheels and a roll cage in it. So that's a bunch of the cars that are going up for Barrett-Jackson. I like going to the Barrett-Jackson event, by the way. It's a great event. So it'll be interesting to see. I really am curious to see what those lightweight BMWs will do. Something really low miles, lightweight M3, I think has pulled almost $100,000 maybe on Bring a Trailer. So there's some good money there. And, of course, that Skyline's a cool car, so I'd love to see that. So,
and, man, of course, that Barrett-Jackson's the coup de grace for sure. So
yeah.
Every January, all the money that goes – for those cars heads down to Scottsdale, whether it be, Barrett or the other cornucopia of auctions, for God's sakes. There's so many things going on down there.
Yeah. I tell you, a Scottsdale Auction Week has grown into a huge event, a great time. It's not like Monterey where there's racing and a Concours going on, things like that. But as far as car shopping, that is the week to go. You can go to Barrett-Jackson, but you can swing by Gooding. You can go to RM. You can go to Russo and Steel. And there's other auctions out there as well. When I go out there,
if you don't like what's at one, if you just want to change, go right next door.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic for that. I try to hit up three or four auctions. I always try to hit up three or four all the time in the few days that I'm out there. So it's good. When was the last time you went out to Barrett-Jackson, Scottsdale? Have you done Scottsdale? It's been a while.
Scottsdale is the only one that I do. I did that errant one up on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Purely because I was in the middle of that rally. But traditionally, I think 10 years in a row, I went to Scottsdale. And I haven't been in 4 or 5 years, but I see myself going back very soon. It's a sickness of mine. And unfortunately, my garage won't be big enough for another acquisition for a long time. So, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
If I go there, I have the time I have.
Yeah, we have a good time, and I appreciate all the wonderful hospitality they gave us over there. Speaking of garages, are you putting pen to paper? You're specking out. You're going to build a garage for your new property out there. Well,
Metron
and a barn
garage, man,
and a barn.
I'm just saying, Metron garage. They and I have come up with a monstrosity that will be Goldberg Garage 2, I suppose. I guess I have to name it, but. It's going to be great, man. I just can't wait until it happens. I just put three sets of tires at the storage facility early this morning because I don't have room in my existing garage. So it will be never too soon could this garage be built.
And you gotta build a barn as well, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, I have to satiate the wife, happy wife, happy life, no question. But the barn is going to be, you know, a tenth of the size of the garage. So that will go up quick comparatively.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. So keep us updated, and let's talk to the Metron guys, see what their plan is. And I'm sure you're going to post.
Well, I need a gym. I'm sitting in my neck machine right now, which is placed, you know, to the side of one of my red eyes, or my red eye, and the shoulder machine is in between the two challengers. So, yeah,
and there's a donkey.
No, he's 50 feet from the you know, the garage door. So he's begging for food. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap things up. We appreciate you listening, and of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter, Goldberg95, Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. You can follow me at Motorator everywhere. You can see Goldberg's truck. You can see the brake kit. You can see all the cool stuff that we're trying to do. And that's pretty much it. But cool. Thanks, guys. Until next time. Keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
And don't hit any deer.
Yeah.
And if you do, be driving a Dodge truck.
Yeah, right.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.